he has been making some quite extraordinary statements, actually, that experts say, given the levels of violence in this country, could encourage violence. He urged Youth League supporters at one point to kill for Zuma, saying, "I'm prepared to die for Zuma, I'm prepared to kill for Zuma," in Zuma's efforts to become president of South Africa.
And he actually used those words, "kill for Zuma."
Yes.
The ANC Youth League now has not always agreed with the ANC itself. Have there been long simmering tensions between these two groups?
There have been times in the past where the Youth League and the parent body have disagreed. In fact, an important example of that was in the 1950s when Nelson Mandela, as leader of the Youth League, wanted to launch a guerrilla war against the then government of South Africa, the apartheid government. And at first, the leadership, the senior leaders of the party and the parent organization, the African National Congress, you know, were very much against that. In time, of course, that changed, and the military wing of the ANC was formed, Umkhonto we Sizwe, which was also led by Mr. Mandela, and then they launched attacks against government installations such as power lines and things of that nature.
Some are saying that Mr. Malema might be, in a sense, speaking for the South African Communist Party in COSATU, trying to get their positions across in a forceful way. What do you think?
Well, I think they're quite capable of speaking for themselves, and it may be that he finds himself more aligned to COSATU and the SACP than he does to his parent organization. Although after that particular statement that I mentioned earlier, Mr. Zuma himself spoke to Mr. Malema and, you know, asked him to be careful about the things he said. In fact, it's very difficult to believe that a lot of the statements coming out of the Youth League and even from Mr. Zuma's supporters in COSATU and the SACP do not carry his tacit approval.
So you're saying that Jacob Zuma knew in advance what Julius Malema would be saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying, though, is that Mr. Zuma is contesting very vigorously and strongly to become South Africa's president next year. And the groups that support him most vociferously in that quest are the ANC Youth League, the South African Communist Party, and COSATU. And they are waging an extremely vigorous campaign and drawing in all kinds of different groupings to protest, to act in support of him, such as at his court appearances and so on. And even today, the ANC Youth League in KwaZulu-Natal is staging protests at police stations to demand that the case against him be withdrawn. So while he may not know in advance what people are saying, he doesn't come out afterwards and very publicly and very definitely object to what they're saying. When he corrects a statement or admonishes someone, it seems to be quite half-hearted.